It must have been around 2100 hours when all hell broke loose. Charlie had cut loose with a 50 cal from somewhere to my right, covering the top of the berm. Believe me, nothing gets your attention quicker than 50 caliber tracer rounds whizzing by, starboard to port, 6 feet in front of you at eye level. There were people yelling and M16s returning fire, and then that 50 cal let loose again. More yelling and boom, a recoilless rifle let go. Then Charlie let go with that 50 cal again, still 6 feet in front at eye level. There was more yelling, more M16s going off, and then the mule was cranking up to get a better position for the recoilless rifle and to keep the VC from getting zeroed in on us. All of a sudden, Jonesy was on top of the berm with his M60 letting loose in the direction of the 50 cal with what I swear must have been a full bandolier. Then someone yelled,
"Get that idiot down from there!"
It had to be half a second after Jonesy jumped down from the berm that Charlie let go with that 50 again, right where Jonesy had been standing a second earlier. When that 50 quieted down, Jonesy looked at me with that same comatose look he had after he'd eaten all of that chicken and just said, "Wow. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend," I shrieked upstarting. "Get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door." Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming. And the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul from that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore. The plantation is about 12 miles north of Easton in Talbot County, and is situated on the border of Miles River. The principal products raised upon it were tobacco, corn, and wheat. These were raised in great abundance, so that with the products of this and the other farms belonging to him, he was able to keep in almost constant employment a large sloop in carrying them to market at Baltimore. This sloop was named Sally Lloyd in honor of one of the colonel's daughters. My master's son-in-law, Captain Auld, was master of the vessel. She was otherwise manned by the colonel's own slaves. Their names were Peter, Isaac, Rich, and Jake. These were esteemed very highly by the other slaves, and looked upon as the privileged ones of the plantation, for it was no small affair in the eyes of the slaves to be allowed to see Baltimore.